midnight in his room alone. There's a hole in the door where his control of his throne. He's got his own phone line, but it isn't enough. He thinks he's tough, but he's just not up to snuff. He keeps a baseball bat hidden under his bed. He'll try to wake him, but he'll get you in the head instead of seizing the day. He listens to stain, he's got a lot of rage, thinks he's in pain, and he thinks he's at an age where it's okay to be angry, and his parents are wrong. Without exception, the lessons he's learned are gone. But sooner or later, it's all gonna come crashing down. All around the ground are pounds and mounds compounded. Regret and oblivion hang in the air in the back of his mind, and he doesn't even care about that or the fact he's a spoiled brat. And one day he's leaving home and he's never coming back. Things in the world to be made. There's a future in computers, and he's gonna get paid to play games in a cubicle 9 to 5. And his moves will be uprootable, expendable lives, and expendable pay for when he gets laid off. His Tetris habits crapping in the company trough, and he's calling to the office twice as often as the next. Coughing to the boss man, feeling awful, like an extraterrestrial's gonna burst out of my gut. He'll fabricate the symptoms, but he doesn't know what. After all, he's just a kid fantasizing a job and getting mad at his mom like a one-man mob, cause he doesn't have a license to get out of the house, and his room is right next to his mom and her spouse. Maybe he'll sleep tonight, maybe he'll see tonight. He's not the only one who doesn't get to be free tonight.
Goodbye,
so long.